Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
America is having its history, its culture stolen. That means all Americans by the globalists. And here's the article. Roosevelt statue to be removed from Museum of National History. And they did remove it. They pulled it down. Overhead shot. Or show me the article. Him on a horse. Because he's a white man. All white people, except for the ADL, are bad. And I don't think anybody who really is thinking, no matter what color you are, whether you're Jewish or Christian or Muslim or Hindu, really thinks that's a good idea. And again, I'm not sitting in a position like white people get ahead if we disadvantage other people. You look at the lithium mines in the Congo and how destructive the big corporations are for the cobalt, the rest of it for the batteries, these toxic electric cars. And you see the incredible slavery going on, and your heart goes out to those children. And I think about 50%+ of black children never being born, being aborted, just because they brainwash a lot of black people and turn them into servants of the New World Order, doesn't mean even a large minority are like that. Well, why should we kill them? So while the globalists are killing brown people all over the world, they also now claim they represent you and speak for you because white people on average are Christian and conservative and have a conscience and feel bad. So they can then attach that conscience to the globalist agenda and get us to do whatever the New World Order says. And the globalists know that. It's cold-blooded. So stop letting the worst warmongers, the most corrupt organizations, the Democratic Party, the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, all of them, stop letting them dictate who's good and who's bad. But I'll tell you the real problem. It's white people who get into being priest of this political correctness and go around as the white saviors pushing all of this leftist agenda. They're the professors teaching it. They're the academics pushing it. They're the corporate chiefs and all the big banks and media pushing it. And they're the ones that doing it as a strategy of control. They know exactly what they're doing, patronizing people. Not patronizing them, not supporting them, patronizing. Patronizing means you support somebody. You go to their restaurant, you go to their store, you go to their church, you support them, you have them over for dinner. That's patronizing. Patronizing is acting like you're for somebody when you're not. And so everybody has to have enough respect for themselves to stop letting people push us around on the basis of race. Again, everybody knows this. I've said it 100 times. I like Jimi Hendrix. I listen to his music. I like it. I think it's powerful. It touches me. I don't think, oh, that's a black guy. I like a black guy. I think I like that music. I don't listen to Beethoven and say, oh, I love the Germans. He's German. I think that's powerful. That's a great brain. That moves me. I don't think about when I pull into some mom-and-pop Chinese food restaurant, oh, I'm going to patronize Chinese people, or I'm going to patronize them even. I like the food. And that's what Martin Luther King talked about, is you judge people off of what they produce and what they do. And if we all stand for the fruits of what is produced, and we go off what is the end product of this thing, like, do I take this medicine? Does it make me better or make me worse? It's proof's in the pudding. The left doesn't want that. They want you to go off surface that they control. They want to enslave us, and they're doing a pretty good job at it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Greg Reese has filed a new very important report. I'm going to play it at the bottom of the hour. Biblical views about the end times. Very interesting perspective. We're continuing in this third hour with your calls. I've got a lot of news I haven't hit. We're going to be getting to, though. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Kim in Florida, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to talk to you about an experience I had early this week at a major chain pharmacy. It seems to be in this part of northern Florida, we're having a little bit of an antibiotic shortage. A lot of people in front of me in line at the drive-thru were complaining that their antibiotics are not working. And they were there for their second try prescription. I'm also in that same boat. I'm on my third prescription of antibiotics that are ineffective. So,
how do you know you don't have a viral infection?
You know, I have a bacterial infection because I can see that it's green on my skin. I have.
No, I believe you. That's what I was asking. Well, look, the antibiotics are stopping to work. They're trying to block the therapeutics. They've released a prion infection via the COVID shots that's similar to what causes mad cow disease, spongiform encephalopathy. And so, and then there's all sorts of shortages of drugs across the board because we're collapsing into a third world nation. There's plenty of money, but not enough resources.
And I'd like to mention something else. Just I found in my own medicine cabinet some expired medication from a trip I took, let's say that. And it's been more effective than anything I've gotten fresh from the pharmacy.
Let me guess. So you went to Mexico and had like a couple-year-old bottle of stuff and it's working.
Amen. So I think that everyone should really hold on to what they have when they do their spring cleaning. And maybe
no, but you just
right
said
now.
It. You just said it. Almost yes. No egg I buy, except for the ones we get from a local Mennonite community that we've got in the refrigerator right now that I got, almost none of them are vibrant or big or taste right. And they now admit the three big manufacturers of chicken feed have adulterated it. So, yeah, the decision's been made by the big corporations. Hey, they got away with giving us poison shots. Why not just screw everybody? And, yeah, now the FDA is announcing they're going to pull all these different drugs claiming that this antihistamine in them doesn't work. Well, I know that antihistamine works because I've taken it and it immediately gives me relief. So they're going after drugs that work. And I'm not saying Tylenol is perfect, but it's got it as a side drug. And the Tylenol flu severe. It's not the Tylenol drug that actually does it. But, yeah, they are pulling the drugs that work and giving us pure crap. We're under attack.
Now is the time to stock up your family's medicine cabinet now. And you have wonderful products, Alex. I'd like to give a shout out to your products, especially all the vitamins and minerals to protect yourself during the upcoming season. With these antibiotics being ineffective, I really want people to reach out, not only to support you, but of course to support you, but to protect their families. And I want to say one thing to you, Alex. I am supremely proud of you, so proud of you for embracing the Holy Ghost and putting him first and foremost on your microphone. It is so important in times like this. And I hope everybody sends Owen a Thanksgiving card and a Christmas card. And I hope everyone prays for InfoWars as much as they can and really supports you guys financially. And I love you guys. And this is the first time I've ever called in, but I've been listening for years. And I pray for you that the Holy Ghost will hold your hand and light your heart ablaze.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Kim. But I want to be clear. I'm not putting the Holy Ghost up front as some political decision or something that I even thought about. It's that I've been a Christian and, you know, born again since I was like 10 at least. I mean, I was Christian before that, but I had the Holy Ghost experience. Then I kind of backslid, became a little bit evil in my early teens, 13, 14, 15. Got tempted, didn't become an outright Satanist, but I was definitely channeling dark forces. And then I repented out of that, 17, 18, 19, and then got my mission from God by the time I was 20 and completely turned from, you know, evil things I was doing. It wasn't like drugs and stuff, but it was women. And I talk about the Holy Ghost and God constantly because that's why I'm still on air. That's me clinging to that and getting my power from it. So that's the only reason I'm here. It's not like it's even a question. You don't take on Satan in the New World Order without God's backing and then God working through you. So it's God backing me through the broadcast and through what I say and do and inspiring me, giving me discernment and leading and guiding and directing me, and then God doing that with you that brings us together. So let's be 100% clear, 100% clear. I was always talking about God. I've been on air 29 years. But as the evil rises, God lifts up a standard against it. So that's why I talk about God more than ever. And some people get turned off. Some people tune out. I see the emails, the comments. Man, this guy talks about God constantly. Well, I mean, when open Satanism is going on and open government-run child trafficking of 400,000 children and the Senate's having hearings and they're not denying it, 400,000 kids that Biden disappeared, just gave to whoever, 89,000, they don't know where they are. That's the ones they tracked. And mainstream media is promoting pedophilia, and there's just Satanism everywhere. I mean, like I told you, my wife's dad 4 or 5 months ago, he's gotten better, thank God for prayer, had a heart attack. They thought he might die, so we run up to Omaha, Nebraska, and I'm just at a regular hotel, just on a side street off downtown, because he lives in the older part of the city. They've been there forever. German immigrants, you know, 150 years ago. And I'm getting out of the car, and I go, what's that parade? So I walk over, and it's an LGBTPS meeting. And then literally a bunch of them had shirts with devils on it saying Satan. And then I went, wait, that's a Target shirt. One guy was on the elevator later, I guess from the event. He saw me and all got freaked out. I went, well, I looked at the shirt, and it said Pride Month. But Pride Month says demon in the middle. So that was lit up in the middle. So it's a demon, and it was a devil with a baby. I took a photo. We showed it. I sent it to you. It's in my camera roll, but I don't know if you guys can follow us for notice. I was like, oh, that's a Target shirt. And when I saw the crowd, like some had horns on and stuff, and I get it. Oh, we're triggering the Christians. Ha, ha, ha. No, man. They mean it. And again, I'm not judging people. But then when they're able to attach their adult sexual orientation to now other things, it's pedophilia, it's Satanism. Yeah, that's one of the shirts I saw. There it is. That's sold in Target. But this one's a different variant. And this is just a regular run-of-the-mill hotel. And then we go to the restaurant that night that's also a bar. And I'm in there, and I'm like, my wife's like, those are hookers. And I'm like, yeah, but you see the pimp there with the girls and the guys, and they leave, and more whores come in. And all I was saying is, it's like L.A. Okay, I don't want to be mean to prostitutes or whatever. It's a terrible position they're in. But Now L.A. is just overrun, just like broad daylight in front of schools, just hookers, like naked on the streets everywhere. We're collapsing, folks. This isn't a civilization that is going to be able to continue on. And so that's all I'm saying. And, man, I could flip a switch and have been like, hey, hookers, let's go. I mean, it's only, oh, hookers, I'm scared. My point is that I understand what it means to children and the future and life and these women being exploited like this. And where that leads on average. And again, I'm not saying persecute a woman that does that. No, I don't believe in that either. I'm saying, though, I can say it's prolific. They teach in public schools now. We've covered it hundreds of times. Where they, in career day, in public schools, they teach sixth grade girls that they could be a hooker. We had people when I was down at the River Church with Pastor Rodney, who got up and cried. It was a beautiful young woman. She said, I was going to college up in wherever, and most of my friends became transgender and are now sex workers. I mean, that's what we produce is sex workers? So outside's a gay pride.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Producer during the break, and I'm going to go back to your calls here on the Alex Jones Show. This is live Friday edition. You made a great point about dehumanization of, you know, humans are bad, we're bad for the environment, babies are bad, abort them, save the earth, kill our cows, we're bad for the earth, cut down the trees, we're bad for the earth. They're training you, oh, white people are bad, they deserve to be killed. It's just dehumanization from every angle, so you won't stand up for yourself, and you won't stand up for others, and they got us all then. But take war. In the last 30 years or so, the U.S. has done 90% of its fighting or more with drones and unmanned vehicles. So we don't even know who we're killing. And Obama bragged, I'm really good at killing people. You know, two words, predator drones. So that's all part of the dehumanization, where it's just you hit a button. But now we're running into China that has a multi-million man army. We're running into Iran. They've got drones, too. So does Russia. But now they're willing to put troops into combat. So time's running out really quick. And you reach a level of mutually assured destruction with atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs that we've passed a long time ago. So now they've moved on from the Muslims to wars with countries that have nuclear weapons. And so it's a very, very dangerous Rubicon that we've crossed. Larry, thanks for calling from Ohio. Thanks for holding. Larry, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing, buddy?
I'm definitely in the fight. That's where I want to be, so that's where I asked to be. Here I am.
Definitely. Before I ask for your opinion of what's happened in the last couple of days, I have a real simple request. You like to play music in your intros. You played Horse with No Name. I remember that song. I was stationed in Maryland when that song came out in 72. My request is a song. It's called Evil Destruction. Alex, it's as if you're the one singing the song, the words to it.
Oh, everything. I love Evil. I don't love what's happening in it. We'll play Evil Destruction coming in next segment. Guys, get Evil. Who sings that?
I can't remember the man's name. I know your crew knows. They'll bring it up and they'll tell you instantly.
No, I feel stupid not remembering. There it is.
When that song came out in 1965, I was 12 years old, and it got a big, big reaction. It was one of the best protest songs ever played, good and bad. I mean, it was huge. But anyhow, that song, I wish you would play it repeatedly. It'll get people's attention, especially people my age, because they'll remember it. I'm 70 years old. I know they'll remember it. Beyond all that, now, here's what I want to know, and I want your opinion of this. Down to the T, as close as you can get to it. Okay. The Arabs from Iran went to the UN, made his statement that if Israel proceeds, we're going to turn loose the cells. My point with this is, if you ever notice, the Arabs always like to telegraph. They like to grandstand. They like to telegraph. The Chinese, they don't do that. And I know that from my own personal experience in the Navy over there in Vietnam. Okay? They pop up, bud. And when they pop up, your ass is, your backside is in trouble. Okay? Now that China has gotten their six ships in position, and I've predicted all that.
Oh, absolutely. We're being led into a trap.
Oh, I don't want to say that word. You're right. Okay. Now, is this coincidental? This man goes up and says he's going to turn the cells loose. What was it, a day or two later? This man does a mass shooting in Maine and up and disappears, and almost instantly everybody jumped on the guns and mental health, okay? And then he just disappears. FBI Special Operations and Border Control Special Operations that are sophisticated, know what they're doing in the dark, go into the woods, but they still can't find him. And then after that happens, suddenly Biden sends in the plane, and I've said this, as soon as one plane leaves the carrier deck, it's on. It's on. Well, he sent a plane in, bombed munitions dump. Now, is this coincidental that all these things happened at once, one right after the other?
No, I don't think it's coincidental at all. I mean, Theodore Kaczynski was MK Ultra. That's declassified. There's so many examples of it, and it's like they flip a switch. But I was remembering a prediction I made probably 100 times or more going back to early 2000. I said, once they're done killing us with the COVID shots they're going to come out with, long before they did, then they're going to move on to war, and they're going to launch wars against Russia, the Middle East, and China, and now that's happened. So we're headed to a very historic moment, Larry. Thank you so much. Great points. Thanks for calling. Jordan in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, I've been taking notes this whole show because, you know, you can't watch InfoWars passively, you know. So you got to pay attention because I'm going to go fast to get this in. So the first caller, she's talking about Vivek. And I got to tell you, I got my eyes open. I got my eyes open by this. Just Google keeping it fake with Vivek. That's all you got to do. You Google that, you find. And the next thing, Alex, you're flipping through your pages. I see this dragon drawing. I see this dragon drawing that you got on your pages. And, man, that reminded me, you promised us a painting show where you're just going to come out and you're going to paint and talk about.
Well, that's right. I was thinking about communist China a minute ago. I was live on air when I drew it. I didn't know somebody cut to that. I don't know where it is now, but I drew a little dragon. I was thinking about China. I don't know where it is now. You're right. I want to do all that. I want to do all that.
The main thing I called in for is Russia chess. Like, you know, I was watching you and Nick, and I'm thinking, why is nobody connecting this stuff? Because the Russians, they're all the chess. And so the Russians is paying the Iranians to get the Hamas to attack Israel so that we stop sending Ukraine. And why is nobody seeing this? And it's just crazy that nobody catches this.
Well, I think it's time for Fentanyl the Dragon. People don't know what that is. It's a comedy piece I did a few times. It's super popular. The problem is my daughter saw it once when I had it on the TV at home and loves it. So she's always like, Daddy, I want fentanyl. And people are like, what the hell? Your daughter's talking about fentanyl. It's the name of the dragon from China. It's a comedy piece. I should do another fentanyl piece. It's like, hello, dumb Americans. I'm going into our trap in Gaza. Good, Joe Biden. Good. So I think it's time for him to reappear.
Come on. We got to talk about Russia playing chess with us. Do you not hear me? Do you not get that?
No, you're on the air, brother. I'm listening to you.
Okay, so I'm saying that Russia's playing chess. They got Iran to fund Hamas to attack Israel, so that we stop funding Ukraine and we're sending more money over to.
Well, listen. I'm not an apologist for Russia. There's certain. It was Biden gave $6 billion to Iran to give to Hamas. It was Biden gave him $87 billion in Afghanistan. You just said Russia is getting Iran to fund Hamas?
That's what I think is going on. But, you know, the $6 billion thing, that was unfreezing assets that they already had. We weren't giving them money, you know?
Well, but it is giving them money. It was their assets, but it's $6 billion they had. What was Afghanistan and the $87 million? Was that Russia?
I don't know. I just think Russia plays more chess than we do. That's for damn sure.
Oh, I agree with you that we're marching into a trap, Jordan. I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to play Eve of Destruction since you asked for it. And then we're going to, a part of it, for analyzing purposes, cultural analysis purposes, and critique. And then we're going to get to Greg Reese's report. And then John in Kentucky, Scott, Tone, Marcel, Freedom Cheese, Adam, Robbie, and others. We'll get to every caller there, but that's enough calls. No more calls after that. We're not going to take any more calls after those people.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life?
Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say?
And can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over.
Barry McGuire, The Eve of Destruction.
You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
As Israel now rolls into Gaza with the ground invasion, it's on. Pray for everybody. Pray for those children. And ask who funded Hamas, who created it, who stood down on October 7th.
So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth. It knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation. And marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world, it's just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
All right. We're going to go to this special report by Greg Reese. You can share it, band.video. That's why we built it. That's why we're fighting hard against tyranny. It's why you're so critical. You're not just part of the equation. You're everything. If you don't share the articles and the videos via your email, your text messages, word of mouth, to strangers, to friends, to family, we're not on the eve of destruction. We are in the dark night. We are going into the destruction. We are in the destruction. We are in the New World Order. We are in the Great Reset. We are in the Build Back Better. We are in the satanic takeover. And now God is watching. So here is Greg Reese's new report. Again, that is at band.video. Biblical views about the end times. We'll go back to your calls.
The original copies of the Old Testament were written in Hebrew and Aramaic, the Apocrypha in Greek and Latin, and the New Testament in Greek. Different aspects of these three sources were translated into English and compiled into the King James Bible, commissioned in 1604 by King James VI and published in 1611. According to Manly P. Hall, it was edited by Francis Bacon and prepared under Masonic supervision, which can be seen on its title page. The most talked about book of the Bible is the book of Revelation, and throughout church history, there have been four different viewpoints regarding its meaning. The idealist or spiritual view uses the allegorical method to interpret the book of Revelation. This viewpoint believes the book is using symbolic imagery to tell the story of good against evil. Edgar Cayce believed it was describing both the collapse of an age and the spiritual enlightenment of an individual. The futurist view is that the Bible is to be interpreted literally. They are expecting a seven-year tribulation culminating with the Battle of Armageddon, followed by a thousand-year rule of Christ on earth. The historicist view is that Revelation is a symbolic account of history, from the apostles to the end times. And the preterist view, the focus of this video, is that the biblical prophecies were already fulfilled in 70 AD, and we are living in the new kingdom today. Their first argument is scripture itself. Christ predicted his return in the lifetime of his contemporaries. Liberal critics have used this as proof of Christ's failure to return when he promised to. The preterist points to Matthew 24:34, where Jesus states, "Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place." And they look to the historical record, where they have found several sources who recorded dozens of events between the years 66 and 70 AD that reflect those described in biblical prophecy, such as the angels in Matthew 24:31. Josephus wrote that in the spring of 66, chariots and troops of soldiers in their armor were seen running about among the clouds. An event described by Roman historian Tacitus as hosts joining battle in the skies. According to the preterist, the book of Revelation was about the tribulations of the Jews and the destruction of Jerusalem. the end of the Old Testament Jewish age and the beginning of the New Testament Christian age. As Edward Stevens wrote, the unbelieving Jews were cut off from their inheritance and destroyed, while the faithful remnant of believing Jews, along with Gentiles, inherited those covenantal blessings. Thus, the establishment of the eternal kingdom of Christ at the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70 was the fulfillment of all the things that were promised to God's chosen people. The preterist believes that we are now living in the new kingdom of Christ, and point out that when Jesus and the apostles were describing the coming kingdom, they were not describing a paradise. They were describing how man must act and behave within the new kingdom. They believe that the land of Israel is no longer in the flesh, that those promises are fulfilled in Jesus and his spiritual kingdom, which all Christians now enjoy. Like the QAnon psyop, preterists argue that the end times prophecy is being used to incapacitate a would-be Christian opposition to the evil control system currently being built to enslave humanity. There are millions of religious people who welcome this destruction because they believe it is the divine will of God. Why did they choose to give a Mark of the Beast-style microchip the patent number 060606? Was it fate? Or a way to cement the futurist belief into the minds of Christians so that they believe destruction is unstoppable and resistance futile? There are many different belief systems, but where is the good in sitting idly by to watch as evil devours the world around us? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Something really, really heavy on you, okay? This video just went live minutes ago. I think Greg Reese's report is informative. I don't run a cult here. I hire people I like that I think are smart. They have different views than me, let's say 10%. So I don't agree with the preterist view. I've read the book he shows there. I've listened to probably, let's not exaggerate, 200 hours of preterist stuff in the last, you know, three decades. And at the same time, everybody gets mad at me. There is not a pre-tribulation, and it didn't happen in 7 AD when Titus sacked Jerusalem. It's going to happen 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. I'm not sure. It's in the future. It is 100% clear the things that they said were going to come that are now happening now did not happen until now. There's not a world government. You couldn't see the Antichrist on, you know, in the square as a giant 30-foot hologram. That now the new TVs are coming out. It's going to be holograms. You already see it. The big hologram light shows and firework shows. And I can go on for 10 hours, but I want to go to your calls. Everything in there is only describing what is now, just now happening. And it's very clear. But I think it's fair to look at what the preterists say and look what the pre-tribulation people say. And the pre-tribulation people are the most angry. Because look at Christians persecuted for 2,000 plus years. And even the UN admits it's the greatest Christian persecution in history right now. It's exponential. And the churches don't want to sit there as the mark of the beast and the world government rolls out. Most churches, almost all of them, aren't talking about it. Because people want to think you just get beamed up. Hey, beam me up, Scotty. All right, the devil's taking over. Boom, go up. It says in Revelation, you can pull up the text, that after the archangel bound Satan with a chain.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
There were groups of humans put here that had no genetic memory from the past, who were basically clean clones, is the best way I can describe it. And then there have been groups of people put here that were given the ancestral memory and connections to it for whatever reason. And I've tried to understand God's plan of why did you put different groups, some that didn't have a download, and then some that did. And you could say those of us that have the download were in the Garden of Eden, not on this planet. Not the Tigris and Euphrates like these very simple preachers try to interpret it. But in the garden where there was no crime, there was no problems. Because I've seen it. It's like total completion. You're like, there's no time. It's so perfect. You're like, can this just, I mean, it's beyond ecstasy. There's no words in a human way, because you've not experienced it unless you've experienced peace. Total completion, total satisfaction, timelessness, just, it's indescribable. But those of us that were actually given the memory were cursed. Because there's also the memory of the fall and evil. So when you get the knowledge of total completion and total perfection and the Messiah's spirit, you're not the Messiah, but you've seen the Messiah. Like Moses, he couldn't look right at it, look at the sun, but he could look through a bush. That's a metaphor. I believe it happened, but I'm saying it was like, this is like, you cannot even comprehend this. You have to see it through a lens. It's too powerful. It'll kill you. It'll kill you. Because it's only death that can even begin if you've been chosen in the frequency resonance to even join with it. And this is it's like panning for gold. God is panning for gold and knows that for a new free will creature that's given unlimited potential, not a God, but a little God, made the image of God, with the potential of God. This is the big secret. Is they don't want this known. And the enemy can't even comprehend it. So it's a joke how they go about trying to act like God and kill people and learn all the secrets and do all this when you just got to get connected to God. But what I'm trying to get at here is large groups of people even if your ancestors had it, if God doesn't choose you to have knowledge of good and evil, there are a lot of people that are human, but they don't have the capacity to understand good versus evil. Which in a way is a blessing, but that's also a curse. So God set it up where some people have knowledge of good and evil, and some people are in the line of Adam, and understand how it all works, and then other people don't, and it's all in God's mystery, and I don't understand the science or the incredible alchemy of this, but I've seen it, and that's basically what this comes down to. Because most people get knowledge of evil, and evil just means something going against God, systems that build outside of God's perfect plan that work really good for you at first, but always lead to destruction. It's like cancer. Again, if it had a consciousness, it would take over your body, which it does. And if it had a consciousness, it would think, I'm the best. I'm ruling. I can race through the cells, take over bones, take over brain, take over blood, take over organs, take over the skin, take over the eyes. But then you kill the host. That's the knowledge of evil. Whereas there is alignment with God and God's love that then you basically are then prepared spiritually, genetically, to merge with God. But God has created a free will universe where there are people that are given the knowledge of good and evil, and you can call that predestination, which means you've already been given the knowledge. And there are a lot of people who don't even understand that and who can't even see it. And at a Luciferian level, they would call people like that goyim or animals. Because, well, if you don't see all this, you must be an animal. But that's not what's happening. They at some point have been shielded from it and are like children. And that's why Christ said, suffer the children unto me. What you do to them, you've done to me. Because we're meant to lead the children. And there are people that are simple-minded spiritually. They're black, white, Asian, you name it. It's in every group. And we're here to save them. Even though Bill Gates says, just kill them. These people are annoying. Because he's got knowledge of good and evil, but he didn't have the real knowledge of how to navigate that. You see what I'm saying? This is the big secret. So you take, in general, the Jews, super high Q, smart, you know, everything. Wow, we're special. They know it. And then some say, just wipe everybody out because we're better than them. Well, that's what Hitler was saying. He saw that as a competing thing. You're not going to find the kingdom of heaven by cutting off the little people. God has a plan for these children. For whatever reason, they've been spared the understanding. They've been spared this. And I envy them. And if we forget them and we kill them, just like saying your dog's dumb, so you put it in the microwave oven. Why would you do that? It's dumb, but it loves you. Because God has some plan. And I believe we are testing the children. At some level, I believe we're going to be destroyed, those of us that were given evil, because nothing evil can go forward in the future. And so while the globalists are so busy trying to kill the children, we have to save them. And our only hope is saving them. And if we don't save the children, God's going to cut us off. Now, that's what I wanted to say. Jay Dyer's coming up. I promised to go to John, Adam, Freedom, Cheese, Marshall, Tone, Scott. I don't usually take away from Jay Dyer because he's really smart, but I swore to take your call, so I'll probably go to it about 10 after, and we'll skip the two network breaks so Jay Dyer gets his time back. But that is a failed, broken vessel trying to interpret infinity to you. So I didn't give you anything close to perfection, but I gave you deep knowledge. We're talking secrets of secrets. The enemy doesn't even understand themselves fully and are shaking because they know I have been given the direct download that I cannot even interpret or understand, but only tiny bits of. But I have been given it. There is no doubt about that. No doubt about that. And you've been given it if you have been given the knowledge of good and evil. If you've been cursed. Whatever your ancestors did, obviously not on this planet. We are the aliens, folks. They just created another batch of us that didn't have the memory. I just gave you the big download. The enemy already knows that. And that's the biggest secret. We didn't come from this planet, but another group was created that did not have the memory, the knowledge of evil. So you've been given temporarily the ultimate secret of this planet, directly downloaded. And that's why they fear me, because they do not want that message given to you. We save the children or we'll be destroyed. God's given us this chance to not repeat what we did. The ancients said in the planet at the dog star, who knows if that's even what it is, but all the ancient cultures said that. Whatever we did somewhere else, we're not supposed to repeat it again here. This is our chance. We are supposed to fix it now. Now, I didn't plug last hour, and I hate plugging, and I don't want to be a fatalist here, but InfoWars is in the most peril it's ever been. I need funds to fight the enemy. I know God's in charge here, so I'm resigned to it all. But we got great products that will empower your life that are back in stock. BrainForce Ultra, the great fast-acting, wears off quick. That's why I love it. So you can take it, work 4 or 5 hours, go to sleep easily, really 3 hours. We got stuff that lasts a lot longer, but the point is we got all the other products, 60% off for BrainForce Ultra, Immune Support, Organic Green Fibers, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Down and Out Sleep Support, Whole Food Multivitamin, Super Femal Vitality. That works on men as well. It's the same formula. We just ran out of the mail. People want a different label, so it's pink instead of blue. InfoWarsStore.com. I need funds to fight this thing. And God says, well, if you want Alex Jones to keep fighting, it's up to you. Well, thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. My new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance, is there. It's a great book, really powerful, twice as long as the last one. Really proud of it. And you can do a fundraiser and get the one that's signed or get the regular one. I appreciate you all. It takes money to win this war. But quite frankly, I am completely just advocating everything to God. I've given it to God, and I'm just here. Because if I didn't, no one could take the persecution we're going through 24-7 from every angle. And I'm not a victim. I expected this. I'm a big boy. I asked for it. But I would ask you to keep me in the fight as long as you can, and that's up to God touching your heart to do it. So get The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. So I've released it. A lot of these people can't interpret the Bible. Well, I am given in direct download what then I can see in the Bible. Only with discernment can you understand it.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com.
or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.